time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Saskatchewan singer-songwriter Ray Whidden has been winning over audiences, peers, and music industry professionals since he first stepped onto the stage in 2006. He joins me today to talk about his start in music, songwriting, his upcoming full-length CD, and much more. On the line from Saskatchewan, it's Ray Whidden. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it is my pleasure. And we were talking about a bunch of exciting things going on in your career off the air. So let's get to those. Let's start with Telemiracle Fundraiser. You were saying what an opportunity, and about a million people watch it out of Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's correct. Telemiracle is put on by the folks at Kinsmen, and it's this year, I believe, was their 34th, if I'm not mistaken. And in Saskatchewan, it really is considered Saskatchewan's charity. And, you know, it was such an honor to ask to be a part of it, you know, whether it be playing one original song or two, or in my case, I was lucky enough to have played about a half a dozen, and Saskatchewan really rallies behind this charity, and it's available, you know, from Saskatoon to Regina, every small town, and the fundraising events go on actually all year in preparation for the actual show, which hosts, you know, stars such as Brad Johnner, Victoria Banks, Donnie Pronto. So just a huge deal to be able to be a part of not just you know, the incredible lineup that they had, but also the charity itself. So
that's great. Great to be able to help out a good cause and get your music out there at the same time. Now let's go back to 2006, Ray, and talk about your start in music just about four and a half short years ago, something relatively new and something you just kind of started almost at that time exactly.
It was actually, I had, you know, it's interesting, I wasn't musical at all growing up. There was lots of music in the house, you know, everything from country music to, you know, AC/DC and Motley Crue, and that's obviously my older brothers. But, yeah. You know, myself, I didn't play an instrument. I really didn't have any desire to. I appreciated music, but it just wasn't something that, that you know, I guess... gravitated towards. It wasn't until actually my 30th birthday when I had been going through some difficult times personally and really struggling with you know, with the kind of who I was and where am I going, and I don't know if it's a midlife crisis or if it was just one of those things that you know, I just seemed to want to do something different and kind of out of the norm. And during that time, I was beginning my recovery process of alcoholism, and I had tried everything, you know, in an effort to keep myself on the straight and narrow. And I did some bowling. I tried everything.
Yep.
And you know, it wasn't until you know, I gave a shot at you know, singing out loud, and oddly enough, at a karaoke joint, that
right.
You know, I really thought that maybe this is something I'd be willing to try, and a friend had put my name up jokingly, and to be honest, in the position that I was in, I probably shouldn't have been in a place like that anyway. However, in an effort to keep myself busy and occupied and away from what they were doing, I thought, what the heck, you know. And I sang one tune, and, you know, shortly after, somebody came over and told me that they enjoyed it. And the song that I sang was actually a song that was close to them, because their father had passed away a few weeks ago, and they played it at his funeral. And this woman gave me a hug, and it was almost in that moment that I kind of realized that maybe there's more to this than, you know, than meets the eye. And I wasn't good at bowling, Dave. So I thought, I'll give this a go, and we'll see how far it can go. And the next day, I bought my first guitar.
Career choice, yeah. Bowling didn't work out, so music.
Yeah, so I bought my first guitar the very next day. I stayed up all night and did some research online, and I bought the perfect first guitar for me. And I was there when the doors opened. I picked it up, and I brought it home. And,
wow.
And I don't want to say the rest is history, because there's a lot more to that struggle than just picking up. But, that's kind of where it got started.
So you actually taught yourself guitar?
I did, yeah. I've been pretty blessed, I spent a lot of time in open stages and doing things like jam sessions at local pubs, and through that I met a lot of people that were willing to help and willing to, show me a thing or two in terms of, some musical theory. And I think teaching yourself how to play guitar would be quite a challenge, especially for someone with me with no real musical background. So I've been pretty lucky. I've had a lesson here or there. But for the most part, I've pretty much, done what I could on my own. And,
Now, did you know before that karaoke night that you had some kind of voice that you could carry a tune at all? Or was it a total surprise?
Well, I know that I had some kind of voice, and I say it like that because, growing up, I have a twin sister, and as lovely as she is, that sibling rivalry was always there. And I remember being probably grade two or grade three, and I sang some Michael Jackson, and she covered her ears as loudly as humanly possible and told me, "You should never sing out loud again."
Oh,
and,
no.
And you know what? And until that day, I didn't. Not at all. So it was just kind of in the moment, spur of the moment thing, and I had tried about everything else, and in a recovery mode, or someone who might be ready to start moving on with their life and stepping away from whatever it is that's keeping them from being unhappy, you're willing to do those things. You're far more open, I think, in some cases, as opposed to going back to a lifestyle
yeah.
that was maybe not so positive.
Now, because you've come from that situation and you understand the struggles and all that you had to go through, I'm sure that you're going to put into your songs and probably have already messages that people who listen to your songs are going to get something out of, and maybe it'll help them in a similar situation.
Well, I would hope so. I got to tell you, much like with the guitar playing, the songwriting thing has been very much a learning process, and I hope that it continues, until I'm no longer able to do it. I've got a tune that is not yet it's available on my MySpace page, but it's that tune in itself, and it's called One Day, is entirely devoted a storytelling song about a man and a woman who are going through a bit of a turmoil, due to some of the things I was talking about earlier, and
right.
It kind of really tells the story of their life and what can happen. And I wrote that with a very good friend of mine named Lynn Bessie McGinnis, who is actually a really fantastic songwriter here in Saskatoon, and that'll actually be on the full length album. But other than that, I'm kind of like the I hate to label anything, but I'm kind of like the average guy. I'm married. I have two beautiful children. I have a house. I have a cat, my entire goal is to write music that people can relate to, whether it's that part of my life or whether it's falling
yeah.
in love or whatever whatever I'm feeling. I do my best not to put myself in a position where, okay, today I'm going to write about this song because, that's what people want to hear. It's more,
yeah.
It's more of an honesty thing with me, and I sure hope people appreciate that.
Yeah, I think people love honesty in music, and shows when you listen to it, you can tell if it's honest or not. And let's turn to one of your songs, Ray, called "Love You Off Your Feet," the first of the two that we'll share today. And can you tell us a bit about the song, and then we'll play.
Sure. This one is the very first song I ever wrote, and I wrote it for my then girlfriend, who is now my wife. And having never written a song, I had no idea, so I kind of just focused on the things that maybe I knew a little bit about. And during that time period, you know, and even now, it's one of my favorite songs to play. I'm just very much in love with my wife. And I sat down one night and started writing, and I didn't stop until it was done because I wanted to at least try to write one song. And thankfully, this one's gotten some radio here in Saskatchewan and a little bit in Alberta. And, you know, as from a songwriter's standpoint, that's kind of my baby.
That is awesome. Well, let's share that great song now. This is Ray Whitten from Saskatchewan and Love You Off Your Feet here on In the Country.
I loved you from hello. You set fire to my soul. Yeah, I prayed on you with bated breath. You saved my heart from sudden death. All that you've done, you ought to know. This life we will lead, I'll follow. Because you love me right over my feet, and I'll treasure your heart endlessly. Forever my best friend you'll be. Oh, I love you for loving me. Get off my. I've never known. You're heaven sent, girl, my angel. And I live this life for you when you alone. Made you my wife, built you a home. Lost in a sea of big blue eyes. The waters part. Yeah, I realize that you love me right over my feet, and I'll cherish your heart endlessly. Forever my best friend you'll be. Oh, I love you for loving me off my. If I could, I'd take it all away. But I promise you from this point on, you'll only feel my love from dusk till dawn. And I take your hand and pull you close. I brush your cheek, take off your clothes. I just loved you right off of your feet, and we'll honor these two hearts endlessly. Forever best friends we'll be, and we've loved each other now right off our feet. So love me, get off my.
Saskatchewan country artist Ray Whitten and a beautiful song called Love You Off Your Feet. Now, Ray, your wife must have been quite touched by that song.
She was. You know, I just, it almost doesn't, you know, do her justice, that's for sure. But you know, that one out of all the songs, even up until now, and I'm pretty proud of a lot of the stuff that I've done, seems to be the kind of the crowd favorite and the closer. And it was the first song that I wrote. It was the first song from my first album that got any radio airplay, and it just kind of, you know, encouraged me to kind of move in the direction that I have gone in. And it's done really well. I'm very happy with it.
Now, you've had the chance to work with Jay Simcoe, who many of us, especially growing up in the 80s and 90s, Northern Pikes, big Canadian group. And tell us about working with Jay and what you've done. I know you've written some songs together.
You bet. Yeah, Jay and I have written a couple tunes together. I got to tell you, it's as a young guy just starting out, and you know, by comparison, there just isn't any. And I remember the first time I met Jay, we were at an informal songwriting jam, and he was teaching a class about songwriting, and I really wanted to, you know, get some insight, and I had hoped just to kind of sit in the background and just, you know, like a sponge. But he asked if somebody wanted to play a song, and of course, you know, being intimidated, most people, in fact, like all eight of us, nobody wanted to go first. And I remember him looking at me and saying, "Okay, kid, go ahead." You know, and I actually played "Love You Off Your Feet" for Jay, and I stumbled through it and I forgot words, you know, just nervous, and you know, he enjoyed it, and you know, that helped, and from there we kind of you know, developed a friendship, and a very mutual respect for each other, and him and what I was, you know, working towards, and me obviously with all his huge accomplishments. And I asked him, you know, nervously, like a first date, if he'd be willing to sit down with me and write a song with me. And you know what he did. And you know, it's just the kind of guy that he is that he's always been, and you know, extremely supportive of not just me, but of other artists, you know, kind of up and comers, or even those who, you know, hobbyists. Even he loves the art of songwriting, and you know, it's due to him and people like a woman named Kim Fontaine from Saskatoon and a gentleman named David Taylor from Saskatoon who produced my first album that I've really developed quite a fondness for it as well. So I've been very blessed to have the start
now
that
you
I have.
Talked about, yeah, that self-titled EP, and now you're working towards a new full-length album to be released this year. How are things going on that, Jay? Ray, sorry about that. I was thinking about Jay Simcoe.
That's okay. I think about him all the time. actually, things are going quite well. I've got a few tunes pretty much already done. We're just doing a little bit of editing on the songwriting end of things. What I'd like to do with this one is create an album where I'm able to generate some radio airplay, and I think maybe the bit of the hold on it, I could have put out an album last year, and in fact that was the plan. However, I really want to take this ride as far as it can go, sort of thing. So I'm just in the process of doing a little bit of editing and tightening everything up and really getting the kind of sound that I want, that I'm going to be happy with. I was very happy with the self-titled EP that I did. However, you know, that was kind of my introduction, hey, here I am sort of thing. And now I kind of like to step out from that a little bit. And, you know, I do a lot of playing locally, and this is kind of my way of saying, hey, you know, I want to be a contender sort of thing. And I've got a great producer on board named John Antonuk, who is a fantastic songwriter and performer as well. And he's been a real good coach and a real good supporter of what I'm doing. And we're going to make it happen. I want an album that, you know, you're going to put in and you're going to listen to it from front to back, and there won't be that song that you skip over because, you just weren't feeling it. So it's going to take some time, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, is there an artist, Ray, that you've always wanted to work with that either they're at, you know, it's a dream kind of thing where they're at the top of the charts, or even somebody that is sort of a realistic goal? Is there somebody you want to share a record with?
You know what? I'll give you the dream one, because it's since I was a kid, and I'll never forget this, the first boy-girl dance I ever went to, I actually danced with a girl about 2 feet apart, but to Lost Together from Blue Rodeo. And Jim Cuddy is you know, he's the he's where it's at in terms of you know, or Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo. Those are guys who you know, have proven, you know, even as Canadians, they can crack a market in the U.S. and they can be around for 25, 30 years, and they can do that because, you know, I'd like to think, or at least it sounds like it is, based on solid songwriting. You know, it's not a trend thing with them. They're not making records following other people. They're doing their own thing, and they've developed a loyal following, I think, based on that. And those two guys, to be in a room with them, I tell you, it would be like my daughter and Justin Bieber. I'd probably, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Be starstruck and
absolutely
looking for the words. That's great. Let's, Ray, turn back to another song. And I understand this is a brand new one called Don't You, which is going to be on the upcoming album.
You bet. I've released this one to some radio here in Saskatoon, just trying to get a feeling about what people thought about it. And this song actually wasn't written by myself, but it was written by my producer, John Antonuk, who traditionally is more of a rock guy, but he is a great songwriter and could, you know, probably go any genre and be okay with it. But I had to listen to it, and I loved it right away and thought it had a great story. And we cut a demo, and, you know, it's going on there. It's a gooder.
Awesome. Okay, let's share it now. This is Ray Whitten, and the song is called Don't You, here on In the Country.
It got me going, girl, you're so out of sight. It's a quarter past 11 on a Friday night. I really should be going, but don't know if it's right to leave. Thought there was a reason why I came here tonight. I'm so out of mind, it's not a question of right. Yeah, you're showing a side I don't need to see. I'm begging you for what I need. Something's gotta give, but don't you ever give up on me. Sort of thought I had it, but I ain't got it made. Now I'm finding out the hard way. It's hot in the shade. There has to be a reason, no, you wouldn't stay with me. But you're so damn pretty, you're driving me crazy.
New music from Saskatchewan country artist Ray Whitten, and that is called Don't You, here on In the Country. Great song, Ray, and the production on it, it's terrific, and a little sing-along on the chorus is great, too.
Yeah, actually, it's funny, because the ladies, and I use that term loosely, only because the background singers are myself, John and a gentleman that maybe even folks you might know named Josh Palmer, who was a finalist in Canadian Idol 1 year, doing the voices of the ladies there. So it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting.
You had to hit the little, few high notes there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a painful day, but we got through it.
That's great. Now, you've had a chance to work with various artists in your area, as you mentioned, Brad Johnner and Cody Prevo, a friend of yours, and some others. Have you gotten some good advice from them? Does anything stand out as far as something you've been able to apply and do?
You know what? I've been, as I mentioned before, people have been extremely supportive in terms of, you know, this new guy who's kind of just, you know, playing all over the place, and he's, you know, spamming me on Facebook about shows and who is this guy? And, you know, in a lot of cases, some of these guys could probably be pretty PO'd at you know, someone else, you know, maybe stepping on toes in an effort to, you know, overtake or overthrow. And I'm not like that at all. However,
right.
Some of the best advice that I got was from a gentleman named J.J. Voss, a Regina artist who is kind of just doing his own thing, you know, but he's successful. He spent some time with me and early on and mentioned that, you know, you don't have to be doing what everyone's doing. You can just, you know, be yourself and enjoy doing what you do because, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, you want to be able to look at yourself and be happy with what you've done. And of all the things he's taught me is friendship and music. You know, we're all just trying to, you know, move ourselves a little forward and reach that next plateau. But you've got to be willing to reach out and help a guy here and there. And he's certainly done that for me. And it was that sort of advice that kind of catapulted me into, you know, building relationships and not networking, because, you know, anyone can network and everyone has business cards. But I'd sooner, you know, shake a hand and have a coffee or what have you. So it's more about just, you know, being real, you know, with yourself, most importantly, and also with other people. So,
yeah. That's great advice. Great advice he gave, and true about being yourself. Because if you were to become famous doing something that's not really you, it'd be tough to have to do that night after night when it's not what you're really all about.
No, and I agree. And I think, you know, with a lot of music out there, whether it be country or the pop mark, what have you, I think there's a lot out there, you know, that's smoke and mirrors. And I got to tell you, that must be exhausting as an artist, you know, to have to maintain that, like you said, night after night. And that's why I love country music so much, because they're country music is real people with, you know, a lot of real fantastic songs. And they're things that I relate to anyway, a lot better than, you know, some of the other stuff I've been hearing a lot of.
Definitely. And Justin Bieber is music we can't relate to at our age, but like you said, your daughter can appreciate him.
Absolutely. And as a side note here, I've actually seen some YouTube stuff with him playing guitar and playing piano. So the kid's got some talent, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Just not something I can wrap my head around as a 35-year-old guy.
Yeah, exactly. We just got a few seconds actually left, Ray. If you can just tell us where we can find you online.
Sure. Facebook, Ray Whitten. You can find me on MySpace as well, www.myspace.com, Ray Whitten.
Awesome. Ray, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show, to songs, and really looking forward to the new album coming out later this year.
Definitely. I'd love to send you a copy.
Would love that. My guest today has been Saskatchewan country artist Ray Whitten. Great conversation and great music. Hope you all enjoyed it. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by.